In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. In the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, the word for faithfulness is the same word for remembrance. In other words, to be faithful is to remember. But how do you and I remember best? We remember best through stories. If you're all grown up, you know this to be true. Kids forget all sorts of things as they grow up, but rarely do they forget the stories that they are told when they were children. You and I remember best through stories. And so that is why we are gathered here this morning while the rest of the world sleeps. We are here because of the story. In our house, whenever one of my kids is about to celebrate a birthday, the night before that birthday, they always ask, "Can you tell me the story about the day that I was born?" After 5 or 6 years, they all know the turns and the twists. They know if Dad drove too fast, or, as it's been said of Anna, over the railroad tracks too quickly to get to the hospital, or if Dad waited too long to take Mom to the hospital. They know who came first to visit and whether or not they were a good newborn child or a more difficult one. But just because my kids have heard this story before doesn't mean that we stop telling it. We tell the story each and every year because in hearing the story, we remember. And that, dear brothers and sisters, is why we are here this morning. We are here again this morning to hear the story. Not just any ordinary story, but to hear the story of a remarkable rescue. To hear the story of an unimaginable act of tender mercy and love. To hear the story of how God, in utter defenselessness, came to us in this way. To hear the story of a God who comes to us as a baby, who comes to us in order to put himself into our arms, into our bodies, into our hearts, and into our very souls. That is what God wants. Because God's way is simplicity. God's way is that he makes things small for all of us. And he makes things small so that you and I can understand him and welcome him, so that you and I can be loved by him, and in the end, so that you and I can love him in return. His way is that he makes himself a baby, because no one is fearful of a little child. And so we gather here again to hear this story, because in hearing the story, you and I remember, and in remembering, you and I are strengthened. And in being strengthened, you and I might be faithful for the long road and the long days that are ahead. But we also come here for another reason. We come here not simply so that you and I can remember, though that's important. But we come here this morning so that God himself might remember, that he might hear again this story as it's read in this temple, that he might again today remember what he promised to us, to remember how he came to us, to remember the kind of rescue that he gave to us, and that in hearing and remembering, God might be faithful to what he has said from the very beginning, that his Son, whose name is Jesus, came to this world for a single purpose. He came to save us from our sins. He came to put death to death. And in his very own flesh and blood, all grown up, he came to resurrect life itself. And not just for us either, those of us who are gathered here this morning, but he came to do it for all of creation. Just think about how remarkable it is that this little child who was born today came to this world to save every last person who has ever lived. He came to save every last person who is alive right now. And he also came to save every last person who ever will live. And why did he do it? So that someday he can have all of his children home again for Christmas. Because that, more than anything else, would warm his fatherly heart. So on this day, may God remember us. May God have mercy on us. And may God save us. Because today, more than any other day, we know for certain that he alone is good and he loves mankind. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born.